Isaiah chapter number 65. Isaiah chapter 65. For sake of time, we'll begin reading at verse number 11. Isaiah 65 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore, will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, ye did not answer, and when I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name, that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. He that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles," now watch this, "are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence any infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the children shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of God, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. And the wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent's meat, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God be my help. And on this thought, there's coming a day. There's coming a day. As we look at this and we see this, that God's bringing it up to the kingdom age, getting ready to initiate something, praise God, that we've never been able to partake in before. We've lived in a world that's full of sin and sinfulness. We've lived in places, inhabited time, amen, and aspects of our life that we've become a drudgery to our life. And we've wondered, how in the world are we ever going to get out of this? How in the world are we ever going to get past this thing called life? Sometimes life can be a burden. It can be a hardship. It can be something that's hard to get over, amen? Hard to get through. But I'm glad there's coming a day, amen? One day in just a little while when all this will be past. It'll be that was done, the thing of the past. And we'll be living not in the present, but in the future. But I want to say today, on the authority of God's Word, we can start this morning living in the future, because there's coming a day, amen, that's a promise to me and you. And if we go ahead today and attain to this promise, receive the promise, accept the promise of God, we can begin to live in a total different aspect of mind and character and life right here today. God makes changes, and he makes good changes, amen, if we'll let him. He's promised that He'd always be there with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd be that ever-present help in times like this. There's a lot of trouble in the world today. There's a lot of focus on a lot of things. But I want to say today, if we'll just focus on Lord Jesus Christ and the help He has to give us, it'll change our lives. It'll change your life forever, amen. He'll give you a different want to. He'll give you a different attitude. He'll give you a different direction and a focus, and He'll give you all the help you need to be a child of the King. Amen. Praise God. He's talking about some help here. Now in the Word of God in Isaiah 65, He's talking about some things that's going to happen. He said there's going to come some pestilence. There's going to be some tribulation on the world like this world's never seen. But I want to say there's a God of heaven that's promised He'd bring us out of that. He gave us a kingdom promise. He gave us a promise that one day in a little while He's coming to rule and reign. Amen. He said if we'd just trust in Him, we could have that blessed hope that He comes to give us today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not a hope that I can give you, not a hope that anybody can give you, not a hope that mama or daddy or mama or papa can give you, but a hope of the Lord that He has promised you. And if He makes you a promise, He'll fulfill His promise. He'll give you that He's promised you. Amen. You can already go ahead and take it to the bank. Amen, because it is profitable, amen, for you and for me. And we see that God's talking here about that coming day. Now He's talking about the coming kingdom, praise God, when He'll rule and reign as King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again, Brother Larry. He's coming, praise God. Just like He said He would, He's coming. You say, well, preacher, it's been all these years and Jesus ain't come back yet. Yeah, but He's getting ready to. I believe He's geared up close. I believe we're closer than we've ever been, amen, to the Lord stepping out with a trump and a shout and say, come up hither, praise God, and He come take us out of here. And then there's a time of coming on this world and things is going to get rough, praise God. The Bible tells us about here about some of the things that's going to transpire during that time. And He said it's all because that we forgot to remember God. Yeah, you know what's happened with us? You know what our problem is? We've forsaken the God who loved us. We've forsaken the God who cares for it. We've forsaken the God that's promised He'd help us if we had just let Him. Amen. I said He said He'd help us if we had just let Him. We got to want to let Him. Amen. We can't continue. I preach Wednesday night on going to quit about not trying no more. About just trusting in the Lord. Do we really believe the Lord? If we really believe the Lord, then we ought to be able to trust the Lord. Amen. We quit trying, quit pushing on by ourselves and go ahead and trust the Lord to help us every step of the way. Amen. We can't make it without Him. Amen. We can't make it one day without Him. I've told you before, there's some fellow told me, he said, I wish God would leave me alone. If He does, He's dead. If He does, He's gone. If He does, He's finished. If God doesn't keep His hand upon us, there's no hope for us. Amen. But the hope we have is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But the Bible speaks of this. He's talking about this kingdom age to come. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ will come and He'll rule and He's reigning. We don't think about that a whole lot because we don't preach a kingdom age. We preach in a church age, praise God, preaching salvation of the Lord. Amen. Looking to go out of here to be with Him. Amen. Praise God. But there's coming a day when He's going to set up His kingdom. And boy, what a day that's going to be. We see that, amen, and we pray that. Remember, everybody knows the Lord's Prayer, right? Amen. I think everybody could quote it. If you look on Matthew chapter number 6, He gives us the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter number 6, He says in verse 7, He's talking about praying. He said, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. He says, it's not that a whole lot of words. He said, about what you got in your heart. Amen. You know God looks for heart language. Amen. He don't look for your speaking or what you got to say. He looks for heart language, attitude of your heart. But verse 8, He goes on Matthew chapter 6, it says, but be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of, what is before ye ask. Do you know God already knows what you need? And before you darkened them doors coming in here this morning, God already knew what you need. Amen. He knew what you would have need of before you ever come in today. Amen. And He's here to meet that need if we'll let Him. Praise God. And He says, after this manner pray, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So what he's saying here, he said, Lord, he said, when we pray, he said, we need to pray to the Father, amen, from our heart and say that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, and glorious be to your name. Amen. And then he said, after this matter, and he said, thy kingdom come. So what he's talking about is there's coming a day. He's coming a day in the near future. And God gives us this model prayer, look into that day. Amen. I hope today we come look into that day. I think we're here because we've been taught that, praise God, that there's a soon coming Savior, and we're preparing to be with Him where He is. Amen. Because we're seeing this thing play out. And the Bible tells us here in verse 16 of our text in Isaiah 65, he said that he who blesseth himself in the Lord shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from our eyes. Glory be to God. I tell you, every child of God, every born again believer, ought to jump up and shout and give God glory for that verse there. Because God says, listen, He said the whole earth, everybody that's been blessed, ought to just praise God because they've been blessed by the truth. They've been blessed by God. They've been blessed by the one who looked down upon you and see it's all that you had a need. It's all that I had a need. Praise God. And come to where you was and took care of that need and began to take care of you, begin to love on you, begin to show you the goodness of God when nobody else would, when nobody else could, praise God, and God Almighty come to you. God Almighty was that presence, amen. And He said, what we got to do if we want the blessings of God, if we want to keep being blessed of God, is just be followers of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'll say this morning, there's no promise in any other. The promise that we have this morning is in the Lord. Amen. People chase around after everything else. But everything else will come to pass. He said those former things, those former troubles will be forgotten. Amen. You ever had any troubles? You ever had any hardships? You ever had any hard places in your life? You ever done anything that you regret? Hello? You ever done anything that you was ashamed of? Amen. Every one of us in here, we've done things. Amen. But he said, glory be to God, there's coming a day for you and me that trust in the Lord. He said, well, all those things will be put behind us if we'll just trust in the Lord. If we'll call upon Him. He said, if we'll call upon Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he said, we can be saved. Amen. But we have to call upon Him. Kingdom's coming, praise God. The kingdom age, when God Almighty will come to rule and reign. He'll bring us with Him. That love His appearing. Amen. Glory to God. I look forward to being with Him during that time, don't you? Amen. When the Savior returns. See, that's God's plan. Now you think about it, how good, how big God is, how much He must love you and I, that He created this little planet called Earth. In the vast atmosphere, the galaxies of this world, in the heavenly of heavens, God put us out there, and we ain't no more, Orlando, we ain't no more than just a speck of dust in the universe. But praise God, God looked down upon us, and He chose this place. He chose out here for me and you to be partakers in. Where He put us today, and He said, glory be God, I'm going to put you there. I'm going to have a special love for that place. I'm going to have a special love for that people. I'm going to go down to where they are. My presence is going to be with them, and I'm going to help them. I'm going to love them, and I'm going to bless them. Amen. God, praise His holy name. God did that. Amen. Today we're living in a world that's full of sin and sinfulness. Amen. Everywhere you look, we've got political corruption everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Every one of them's crooked.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Every one of them's crooked. Everybody's out to take care of themselves. Amen. Our politics, our political crookedness, amen, is so vast. I don't know. Hey, the only way to get rid of it is just vote them all out and start over.
Amen.
Amen. Get rid of the whole bunch, amen. Those God haters, those God deniers, those God rejectors, amen. We need to get rid of, we need to go through it, praise God. We need to boot them out of there and put in some more. I want to say one day in a little while, God Almighty Himself is going to do that. Glory to God. He's going to get rid of all the God hating, God denying, God rejecters out there. And He Himself is going to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God. All over this country. Amen. Things will be different. Amen. We have this political corruption everywhere today. Everywhere you look. We got political corruption. We got racial strife. Amen. We can't get along. Amen. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter red, yellow, black, or white. God, we're all precious in His sight. Only difference between people is just the pigmentation of their skin. We're all the same on the inside, praise God. And we just need to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart and learn to love each other, praise God, the way God designed it to be. Amen. I get so frustrated with people about how this and that. Amen. Praise God. I want to say we're all children of God. Amen. Let me just say this. We're all the same race. Amen. You said, preacher, how are we all the same? We're part of the human race. Amen. Or you said, preacher, I don't like that. That's all right. Take it up with God. He created that way. Amen. Amen. Don't go throwing eggs at the mailman. I'm just telling the way God made this thing, praise God. He said we're all one in God's eye, and we need to treat each other like God would want us to treat each other in the day we live, loving one another. Amen. All the strife would be gone if we'd learn to love each other. But we see the political corruption. We see the racial strife. We see the poverty that's all over the world. Amen. Poverty, and the Lord said, the poor we'd always have with us. Amen. We do. There's poverty everywhere. Everywhere you look. Hey, somebody in need. But boy, I'm glad, praise God, that God made a way at somebody sometime, Brother Kevin, that you and I can come along and make a little bit of difference. Can give somebody a little hand up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, He didn't say to give my hand out. He said, give my hand up. Hey, glory be to God. That's what it's about. Helping where you can because of love of God. It's that putting that love in action, that charity in action, God said. He said, praise God, because there's coming a day. Amen. We're going to stand before God. We're going to give an account of who we are and what we have done for His glory. Amen. Lord, help us. We see it everywhere. We see the day and the hour we're living in, a sickness all over the world. Amen. Sickness all over this world that we live in. You hear of sicknesses and new sicknesses, new diseases all the time. Amen. Coming and going every time you turn around. Now they got this coronavirus over in China. And I won't say, it's a whole lot worse than they're telling us. Amen. They said this week, and I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to get you to be conscious of this. They said this week, and before this thing's all done, they're talking about, oh yeah, we about to get this under control. They said before this thing has got under control, they may be as many as 53 million die from this disease. 53 million people. There's already a way up there in the hundreds. 860 or some, and I think that's a small number. I don't think they're telling us the truth. Amen. I don't want to say there's a God of truth. Praise God. He said one of these days that the sicknesses will be gone. Amen. You say, well, what takes place? Sickness is here. Crime is everywhere. Crime is all time high. Criminals are running all over the place. And our people are supposed to be taking care of me and you is saying it's all right. You realize we're living a day and hour that the criminal has more leadway, more power than you and I. Amen. Amen. Now they're saying that people locked up in prison are supposed to lose their right. They're wanting to let them vote. Amen. I tell you, we're living in a messed up, crooked world. Amen. We need some help from God. There's a sickness, but there's not only a sickness, praise God, but the criminal element is creeping out everywhere, and it's coming out to seek and destroy and divide. Praise God. I'm glad there's a God of heaven this morning. If we'll put our trust in Him, there's coming a day, praise God, when all that stuff will be put down. Bless His holy name. The problems with humanity today, they're all around us. Amen. If you get to watching the news and things like that, boy, it'll make you crazy. You see, we're living in a world when it's everything's right now. Used to our parents and grandparents, amen, they heard about if someone passed away 20 miles away, it might be 2 or 3 days before they heard about it. Amen. Nowadays, somebody gets sick, somebody stumps their toe cutting firewood, and we know about it before we sit down at the table for supper. Amen. Just the way it is. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's going to take care of this all one of these days. He said these things is coming. He said it's coming today, praise God, in the not too distant future. And all these things will be put behind us. All these things will be forgotten. All these things will be just something that happened in the past, praise God. But they'll never happen again. Amen. I'm talking about today. Amen. If when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise God, He'll take our old life, put it in the past, praise, cast into the sea of forgetfulness, amen, and not to remember it anymore. Amen. Wouldn't it be a good day just to put our old life in the past? Amen. Praise God. He's coming today. And I won't say that day is today. Hey, coming today when we can put all the past in the past, praise God, and start fresh, start brand new this morning. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. He'll make it happen if we'll let Him. If we'll trust Him, praise God. The transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in verse 17 of Isaiah 65. He said, "For." He said, all this has happened. All this has come to pass. All this is in the past. He said, but listen, pay attention. He said, "For." Or in other words, because of this, He said, "Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth." Amen. Now we're talking about the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see what takes place at the end of this thing. The church is called out, taken out in the rapture. We go through 7 years of tribulation, hard sufferings of this world. The world is in turmoil for 7 years. 7 years, he's an awful mess. Praise God, that's going on in this world. But I want to say glory to God. Out of disorder, out of chaos, comes a holy and a righteous God. He steps out and He makes a difference, praise God, when He comes on the scene. Amen. But I'm glad this morning we don't have to wait till then. I'm glad, praise God, we serve a God, a living God. And praise the Lord, if we'll trust in Him, He'll make a difference starting today. Amen. He'll make a difference in your life. He's coming today, and I won't say that day's today, when we need to step out and serve and love the Lord, praise God, because He'll make all things new. Have you ever thought about how good God is? He offers to let us start new today. The Bible says that His mercy is new every day. Amen. Can you imagine a God of heaven who loves us so much, praise God, that His mercy is new, it's fresh every day. And we call upon Him seeking the mercy of God, and He just has mercy upon us and just loves us, praise God, in spite of who we are. Amen. In spite of what we've done. He said, praise God. He said, listen, behold, pay attention. He said, I'll make it all new if you'll let me. Hey, wouldn't it be good to have a new life? Wouldn't it be good to have a new body? You said, preacher, now how can I have a new life and have a new body? Praise God. By trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. By starting to walk with God today, praise God, like you've never walked before. Amen. He makes all things new. Praise God. The former shall not be remembered, nor come in the mind. God said, we're going to get rid of all that past. Amen. All that old drudgery, all that stuff, all the heartache, the crime, the sin, the sickness, all the things that was in the past, praise God. He said, the transforming power of Lord Jesus Christ, when He comes, praise God, He's going to make all things new. Amen. But I want to say He's already come. I want to say He's already here. His presence is relative. It's real today when we begin to trust in Him. See, when this thing's all said and done, after we go through that awful time of trouble, Jacob's trouble, Israel's trouble, that's ahead for us. You know, preacher, you know, I've been saying that all my life. Amen. I want to say when the time clock started in 1948, when Israel become a nation again, that clock of time again, God's timetable began to swing, and God's got this thing in motion. And one day, in just a little while, praise God, there'll be an alarm go off. The timer's been set, praise God, and God Almighty's going to step out with a trump and a shout. Praise God, He's going to call us out of here. I want to say this morning, are you ready to go? If that call goes out today, have you been saved? Have you been born again? There's coming a day when God's a coming. He's coming a day when God's a calling. Are you ready for that call? Amen. Well, if I took his paper and God spoke to my heart, He said, Pastor Jeff, He said, tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., I'm a coming. Amen. And boy, God really impressed that on my heart. It was real. And I called up, sent out a one call, and I said, "Young'uns, please listen to me. God Almighty has notified my soul, and He said tomorrow at 4 p.m., that Jesus Christ is coming again. He's coming to take us out of here. What would you do?" I'll tell you what you'd do. Praise God. If you had any sense at all, you'd be digging and scratching, searching your soul, praise God. Make sure you was ready so you wouldn't be left behind. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, praise God, the Bible said that Jesus Christ is coming. We need to be ready when He calls. Miss G says all the time, you know, we need to be ready because we don't ever know when we might get a phone call. You know, phone call, somebody's sick or somebody's got cancer or somebody's got this or got that or been in a car wreck. And you know, one of our loved ones that we don't know, but all of a sudden that phone call, I want to say all of a sudden there's coming a day when all of a sudden the call will go out. Amen. And we won't have time to prepare. We have to be ready today. See, they weren't ready because the Bible said they forsook the Lord. They disallowed God. I wonder how many of us have disallowed the Lord. We've forsaken God. Chased after everything, helping out everywhere else, praise God, but forgetting to remember God. What He's done for us. Man, dreadful time coming. We see it in the horizon. We see the things that's destroyed. The Bible says in the awful time of tribulation that there's going to be devastation like this world's never seen. Landscapes is going to be destroyed. Lives is going to be destroyed. Resources is going to be restored. People are going to be restored. Up to a third of the population of the world is going to be destroyed. You say, "Preacher, how could that ever happen?" Because of some kind of disease, something that takes place, something that God allows to happen. It could happen now. It could be this corona disease, praise God, coronavirus that would sweep across the world, amen, and take out a third of the population. Amen. We better wake up. We better be ready. We better be preparing. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but praise God, Brother Don, we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. We know that we can put our faith and trust in Him, praise God. But He said, "Listen," He said, "don't worry about that." He said, "put that behind you. Don't think on that." He said, "praise God, I come to restore. I come to do a perfect restoration." Amen. Glory be to God. He said, "I'm going to give a new heaven and a new earth." But praise God, He said, most of all, He said, "I'm going to give you a new life and a new birth." Amen. "I'm going to birth you from on high." Praise God, "I'll make you a child of God. I'll make it a place where you don't have to worry about none of that again. You'll be one of mine, and I'll be there to take you out of here. And when I take you, praise God, I'll take you to where I am, where you'll be with me forever." Amen. In the almighty hand of an almighty God. Bless His holy name. The restoration will be complete. It'll be nothing lacking. Amen. He said the restoration, praise God, He said during that time, when you talk about the destruction that's going to take place in this world, and we're already seeing it. Amen. Says He's going to purge it with fire one day. Melt it with a fervent heat. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's even in charge of all that. Amen. He said when it's all said and done, praise God, He said even Pope people that's there, He said we'll hardly remember. Amen. Why? Because everything will be so good after that. Amen. Praise God. Those that love the Lord and seeking His appearing. He said the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But He goes on verse 18. He said, "There's coming day." "But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create." He said, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Amen. The Lord says, "Hey, listen, there's coming a day, praise God, over there where all the turmoil is, where all the tribulation is, where all the persecution is, where all the trials are coming." Amen. They're going to be, the little nation of Israel is going to be hit harder than any other place. Amen. Because God's got to get their attention. I want to say, praise God, He wants our attention too. Amen. He wants our attention too. But He said, "I'm going to get their attention, praise God." And they said, "That little place, everything's going to be put behind them. They're going to be rejoicing in the Lord." Amen. He said, "Preacher, how could they be? All this hardship that you say is coming, how could anybody rejoice?" Because they're rejoicing because of what God's able to do. Amen. Praise God. I'm not rejoicing in me. I'm not rejoicing in what we have. I'm not rejoicing in what we're able to do. Praise God. But I'm rejoicing today in what God's able to do. Amen. My trusting in Him. Amen. I can't trust in me. I let me down every day. How about you? Every day I come short. Every day I let me down. But my Savior's never let me down. According to the volume book, praise God, He's been perfect and a perfect Savior to me. And boy, I thank Him for that. Bless His holy name. Amen. But He said one day in a little while, praise God, He's going to make all things new. He's going to make things. He said in Revelation chapter 21, He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. John was looking at this thing from afar, praise God. He didn't understand the church age. But glory be to God, he was seeing that new place, that new aspect of life that God Almighty was offering His people. Amen. Said they'd be rejoicing. He said, our people will be a joy. Wouldn't it be nice to have a place, amen, a world that we live in, to everybody around us was a joy to be around? Amen. Hello? Amen. All your family, your friends, your work, co-workers, everybody, every day was just a joy. Amen. Well, I see some faces like, wow, that never happened. Amen. Can you imagine? The Bible said they're going to be rejoicing and said the people will be a joy. Amen. I want to say, praise God, God's got a promise. He said, I'm going to put everything behind. And one day, praise God, just to be in your presence, Brother Robert, it's going to be a joy. Amen. Praise God, the love of God's going to be so real. So, praise God, we're going to realize what God does. Put all this mess behind us, amen, and give us a blessed hope. Praise God, we're going to be rejoicing. And everybody we see will be a joy in their life. Say, glory to God, good to see you. Amen. Praise God, be walking through portals of glory. Whoa, good to see you, buddy. Hey, man. Boy, hey, buddy, how you doing today? Hey, man. Boy, good to see you. You all right? I know you're all right today. Praise God. Hey, let's just praise God together. Woo! Amen. He said, preacher, that's crazy. No, that's God. Amen. That's what He's promised us. All that old junk be put away, praise God. He'll help us to love each other like we should. Amen. He said, boy, preacher, I'd like to have some of this. Praise God, come get some. Amen. Praise God. It's all over this place. If we just come doing it. I'm talking about there's coming today, praise God. We can have what God's got for us if we'll just come and get it. Lord said, I have it to offer. Said, it's free. It don't cost you a thing. Amen. Said, if you'll just come. He said, there'll be no days that's not fulfilled. Every day will be fulfilled. Can you imagine get up and every day is a perfect day? What the Lord, brother, what the Lord puts on your heart to do today, you'll get her done. Amen. Amen. What the Lord puts on her heart, say, hey, you know what? This is what we ought to do today. Praise God, you'll head out and get it completely finished in record time. That. Say, we run around now, scramble like a bunch of rats trying to get off a sinking ship and don't ever get things finished. Amen. Hit a lick here and hit a lick there, praise God, try to just stay afloat. But God Almighty says one day, praise God, He said all the things that we need to fulfill will be fulfilled. But you know how they're fulfilled? They're fulfilled in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Everything that we'll need to bring glory to His name will accomplish through Him. Amen. The one's already done this, tied this thing up, praise God. Praise His holy name. Amen. He says, not only should everything be filled, He said, but there'll be a time of plenty. Amen. There'll be a time when we won't be wanting for anything. We won't have to dig and scratch and hunt and try to find no more. Amen. Let me just give you a little news flash right here. Jesus said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things, food, raiment, clothing, house to live, and all that stuff, will be added unto you. Amen. You young people, listen to me. Just seek the Lord. Find the Lord. Serve the Lord. Stay right with God, and He'll take care of you all the days of your life. Amen. Can I just be honest with you? Luke, can I be honest with you as your pastor? There was a time in my life that I got so busy trying to make things happen, having a life and having a family and getting things fixed up on every end for them, that I forgot to remember God. I forsook the Lord. I mean, I'm not bragging about that. I'm ashamed of that. Because the time that I did that, it was like having a sack with holes in it. I was throwing my money in there. Praise God, and it was just disappearing. It was of none effect. Amen. But when I got my heart right with God, and I began to follow Him, praise God, He began to make things happen. Amen. It wasn't about me, but it was about Him and what He's able to do. See, the Lord owns it all. Amen. He owns the hills. He owns the cattle on the hills. He owns everything. It's all His. We just borrow it for a while. And when we give it to God, we put it in His hands, He takes care of it. Amen. So He said, anything that we need, He said, there's coming a time when there'll be a time of plenty from the Lord. Amen. If we're ever wanting anything, if we want to accomplish anything, praise God, we'll accomplish it in the Lord. He'll give us that He'd have us to have for His glory. Amen. He said He'd plant the trees, He'd give us crops. He said, and He goes on down here. Now listen to what He says in verse 24, and I'm done. I'm talking about a time to come, a time close by. He said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Amen. God says, I'm going to get so close to you, I'm going to know what you're thinking. I'm going to know what you need. I'm going to know what you're acting upon. And praise God, He said, while you're still thinking it, before you even say it, praise God, and before you ask, praise God, I'm going to hear, amen. I'm going to know the thoughts and intents of your heart. Praise God, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to bless you, praise God. I'm going to establish you. He said, there's coming a day, amen, when God's people will look unto Him, the author and finisher of faith, and God Almighty will take charge of everything in our lives. Amen. There's coming a day. I want to say, children, listen to me. God bless your sweetheart. That day's today. Amen. Today's the day that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to take charge. He wants to cast the past in the past. Amen. To see a forgiveness. He wants to, so that he or you will never remember it no more. He said, well, preacher, I can't forget my past. God don't ask you to, but He said He would. Amen. He said, cast the sin and forget me. Not that he couldn't remember. He said, praise God, I'll take it and get out of the way and I'll choose not to remember it no more. There's coming a day. That day's today. That Jesus Christ Almighty is coming to you. He's speaking to you, our hearts today, your heart today. And He said, hey, listen. He said, what you need? He said, I know what you need. He said, before you speak, He said, I'll answer. Amen. Before you get the words out. Amen. I know what you need and I'll begin to make it happen. Amen. I wonder today if we bow before the Lord and say, Lord, just forgive me an old sinner and help me, oh God, to put all my faith and my confidence in You. I wonder what happened. Because there's coming a day, and that day's right now, when Jesus Christ Almighty is saying, you know what, youngins, I love you and I want to help you. I don't want you to keep going down. You know what? Let me just say this, and I'm done. Honestly, I'll finish now. He said, He don't want us to struggle through this world constantly, day after day, like we are. But He says, I want to help you. I want to be that help for you. He said, if you'll come unto me, y'all that's weary and heavy laden, He said, I'll give you rest. He said, I'll take that burden off of you. I'll lift the load off of you, and I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. I'll give you contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you'll come to me. Amen. There's coming a day, amen, we need to make a decision. There's coming a day that we'll have an opportunity. I want to say today is that day. God's given us a day. He's given us the opportunity to call upon Him. Amen. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never been saved. Maybe you're here, you've never actually asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your sins. Maybe you're here this morning. Hey, listen, the Holy Ghost of God convicts you of your sin. It convicts you, show you that you're going the wrong way. Let me say this. You keep going down the same road day after day after day, and you have the same result day after day after day. I told him, I believe Wednesday night or maybe last Sunday night, I said, you know what you have to do? You have to stop and you have to change directions. You can't keep going the same direction and expect a different result. Amen? You can't. It don't work. But what you do is you stop and you say, Lord, you know, I'm just an old sinner and I need some help. I need some guidance. I need some good counsel. And the Holy Ghost of God will begin to deal your heart. Amen. He'll help you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll show you the way. What is the way? Jesus. Jesus' way. It's the best way. It's the only way. Amen.